This podcast was first broadcast on Mix 92.6. Go to mix92.6.com to find more Environment Matters podcasts. And if you enjoy what we do, to find out how you can support the station, which is run entirely by volunteers. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around Hertfordshire and from further afield. Now, a couple of years ago, Tricia Gibbons had an idea. She saw that St Albans District was an area buzzing with groups with an environmental or sustainability focus, but what it didn't have was an actual physical hub, a place where anyone would be welcome, could find information to help with their questions on helping the natural world, greening their house, or sustainable transport, and lots more. Now, this hub would not just be a place to find information, but a place to meet, a place to swap or to recycle. And so the idea for the Greenhouse, St Albans' own eco hub, was born. Tricia set about gathering a group of volunteers also excited by her vision, and they set about visiting eco hubs across the country, working on fundraising models and looking for suitable premises. They held stalls at which they went out and asked local people what they'd like from the new hub, and even the name, the Greenhouse, was a result of a consultation that included local schoolchildren. Finding a home for the Greenhouse was, of course, key. After a promising location on Catherine Street in St Albans frustratingly fell through, the Greenhouse has found a seemingly perfect home in one of the rooms above the newly opened Jefferson Eco Shop on London Road, opposite the back entrance to the Maltings and next to Ginger. If you missed the show in which I took a tour with Sonia Jefferson around Jefferson Eco, then head to the podcast page of mix92.6.com, where you can listen at your leisure. Now, Tricia and her volunteers have been working hard redecorating and fitting out the Greenhouse's new home, and I was dying to see what they'd achieved. So last week, I visited the Greenhouse so that Tricia herself could give me a tour.
Hi, Tricia. Lovely to see you.
Hi, Amanda. Welcome to the Greenhouse.
Oh, okay, then. Now, let's start over here. You've got a little welcome table for us here. What's going on here, then?
Absolutely. What we'd like people to do when they come and visit us is to let us know that they've visited. We have a comments book here, so if people got any thoughts on what they find in the Greenhouse, any ideas for what we might be doing next, please let us know. But we'd also like to know, we've got a little sticker chart here, that to address the climate crisis, what would our visitors choose as their top three priorities? So some nice little stickers here for putting on our chart. And so we sort of get a feeling for the issues that are closest to people's hearts.
Yes.
So,
I was going to say, you've got things there like set up citizen assemblies, install renewable energy, plant watcheries, lots of options there. As you say, you've made it nice and fun to do with little coloured stickers so that you can pop that and show which ones are most important to you. Well, that looks like fun and great that you've already got people signing into the guest book there and giving their appreciation for what you're doing. So let's move on through out of this little lobby and actually into the Greenhouse itself.
Yes, do come in.
Well, let me say, this is such a beautiful, bright space, isn't it? And doesn't it feel so homely?
Oh, I'm so glad you think so. We are very pleased with it. It's a lovely room. We only have this one hub space, but welcoming is how we want it to feel to people. There's lots of light from this great big window overlooking London Road. And we hope you like the colour too.
We love the colour. Yes, beautiful. How would you describe that? Sort of like a fresh, sort of minty green, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah. I've forgotten the name of the paint, but it was something like that.
But it looks lovely and natural and calming. And you've got some nice relaxing furniture, a little sofa here, a coffee table, another table or two that you can sit at. And then lots of displays all around the room.
And what I really ought to say as well, especially since we were talking about the paint, is that everything you see in the room has been donated or has been sort of picked up on reuse sites or, it's been recycled or, upcycled, whatever. And the paint was donated from a company that has, the paint has very low carbon footprint, absorbs pollutants and things. So we're trying to get everything right in the room as well.
Well, do you know, you would never guess that. Everything in here looks really stylish. It really does. It doesn't look like it's made out of bits and pieces that you have found. Okay. So let's start by working around the room. Now, you've got a nice little tea and coffee station here. Who's this for?
Well, this is for all our visitors, really. So whether or not you're stopping by to say hi and find out what we're doing at the greenhouse, maybe you're having a meeting here, or you've come to do a bit of research at the Eco Library, whatever. We hope people will help themselves to a cup of tea or coffee. Sometimes there will be cake here, made probably by the Cobbett Kitchen. At the moment, we're trialling the days and times that we think is going to work best for the greenhouse and engaging with the residents in St. Albans. So we're likely to be open with our volunteers maybe 4 days a week for so many hours a day. And when the volunteers are here, hopefully there'll be cake and tea and coffee too.
Right.
But the room will actually be open whenever Jefferson Eco's open, which is 7 days a week, mainly 10 o'clock to 5:30, slightly shorter hours on Sunday. So even if the volunteers aren't here, people must come and visit us, come and see what we're about and let us know, you know, what they think of what they find.
Oh, okay. Well, it's quite a nice little relaxing haven if you're, you know, visiting town for other reasons. Come and take a look here. Okay, so now, after you've had a cup of tea, you've got some recycling points here. Tell us what we can recycle here.
Well, we're very pleased about this because we know that there's an awfully big demand in the district of St. Albans to recycle blister packs. They're a bit of a bugbear. They're mixed materials, so people find them very hard to recycle. But we've been lucky enough to be able to join a scheme, which means that you can bring them along to the greenhouse, drop them up here, and then we will make sure that they sort of go where they're supposed to next. So blister packs, also nice and light and easy to bring into town. If you're just popping in, you don't have to bring a great big bag of recycling materials. And something really that's relevant for everybody's lives, I think. We all use blister packs. But we can recycle some other things as well. We've got Pringles at the moment. So those tubes with the plastic lids, you can bring the whole Pringles tubes, drop those off here. We would love your ink cartridges to your printer ink cartridges.
Yep, I've got a couple here to recycle today.
That's good. Thank you for that. But we will be keeping our sort of our followers, you know, up to date with what's going on because we expect to add more to the recycling too.
Well, that's good to hear. As you say, there's always lots of demand for recycling. Now, let's move over here. This looks like a very interesting and informative section. You've got a big board with lots of little samples of, my goodness, probably about 20 different types of insulation materials and lots of information as well. Tell us all about this.
Okay. So this is going to be our Green Your Home Zone. We're sort of at the beginning of it at the moment, and it will be something that our visitors will see evolve over the next few weeks. But we want to be able to give advice on retrofitting homes, but also sort of energy hacks, things that everybody can do to save our homes, you know, being leaky, and also to save people some money. And one of the exciting things about the Green Your Home Zone is that we're hoping to have people come along and actually be here at different times during the month who are more expert when it comes to this area of things than, say, I am or sort of any of the volunteers. And we'll obviously let people know about that. And we also want to create a sort of Green Your Home stall, which we'll take out into the community. So we're hoping to pop up in libraries sometimes. We might go along to a community centre event, to the food banks, whatever. Because it's something that we can all take steps, you know, towards doing. And I think it's something that really most people are, you know, very keen on engaging with.
Yes, it's something that lots of people are very keen to do, but don't really know where to start or what indeed they should be doing. And certainly being able to see here some of the options for insulation, I am sure will be very helpful. Okay, so in the next section here, this has got a slightly more junior theme to it here. What's this about?
Well, I guess it's a bit like a family zone. We're hoping, we said at the beginning, that we want the greenhouse to be a welcoming space, a friendly place to be, and somewhere where, you know, you're happy to stay. Sit down, read a magazine, have a conversation with one of the volunteers. And this is our area where, you know, children are very welcome too. We've got a mini eco library for children. We've got a big pile of magazines and comics and things for them to read and activities for them to do too. And it might be that you're sitting here, so you've got a bit of time to do some research. You might come along to look up, something in, say, for instance, our ethical consumer or, you know, something else in the eco library. But we want everybody to feel welcome.
Well, that certainly seems like you've got quite a lot there to occupy little minds. Now, a very interesting section next. You've got two beautiful framed posters on the wall and then a whole section of this. I think there's some seeds there and some little plants, all sorts of bits and pieces there. Tell us about that.
This is our wonderful Wilderhood Watch Corner. And I'm very glad that you like the display. We have basically three goals with the greenhouse. We want to promote sustainability. So we've been saying, you know, we've got recycling and so forth. We want to help people reduce their carbon footprints. So with the Green Your Home Zone, that's you know, one of the steps that you can take to do that. But another goal really, really close to our hearts is to protect our local biodiversity. And we will be showcasing projects that are going on all over the district, you know, be they community gardens or Know Your Patch nature walks and so forth. And central to that is really the local group, Wilderhood Watch, who, as you said, they've got a very sort of interactive display here. They're hoping people will come along and swap seeds for pollinator-friendly plants that people can scatter, you know, in a pot on a balcony as well as in a garden or whatever. And we'll even sort of giveaways with plants as well. So, yes, very much sort of watch this space. It will be changing, especially over the summer months.
Yes, indeed. And you said the lots of information, the St. Albans Butterfly Challenge is one of the posters showing different butterflies to help, what their food plants are, how to help them, and then where to see them. And then pollinator highway information, the plants that you can have in your garden for every season and that will help pollinators. And also there's some leaflets over there, aren't they, about all the different projects, then Hedgehog Street, planting hedges, sustainable eating. So loads and loads of information there. And as you say, freebies and things that you can swap, like the seeds and the plants.
And I should say that on Friday afternoon there will be Wilderhood Watch volunteers actually at the greenhouse between 2 and 4 o'clock. Sometimes they'll be doing activities, but other times feel free to pop in and see them and talk to them, ask them questions about their projects and find out how you can get involved and maybe set up your own Wilderhood Watch Street too.
Yes, indeed. And there's new Wilderhood Watch Streets being set up all over the place. I saw that one had been set up down in Oxy recently. Yeah. So yes, so the reach of that wonderful project is growing, isn't it? Okay. So now we're over here to the bookshelf, which has some very interesting looking reading on it. Do you want to tell us about this?
Yes, well, this is the Greenhouse Eco Library. We love a book, but obviously the focus for the library is to have books that either help people learn, you know, give them information and advice about, could be all sorts of things, you know, understanding more about the climate emergency that we're facing. Some of them are humorous as well, and there's fiction is also on the shelves. So there's cookery books, lots of books on gardening, growing your own, all sorts of different things that you can come in and you can just have a look at the book and dip in and out of it. But we have actually set up our own lending scheme. We're asking people to register before they borrow the books. It's really easy to do. You can visit our website or you can do it from the QR codes, as you can see displayed on the bookshelves here.
Yes, I can see that just right there on the thing. And yes, some really interesting looking books there. Some ideas for country walks around here, a little bit about the green economy, something we could all do with understanding a little bit more about. Yes, and then, as you say, something a little bit more entertaining, but still with that great eco theme. Oh, and Blue Planet too. I've got some good pictures in that one, lots of inspiration there. And then just looking at the space itself, you've got lots of chairs, you've got tables that we can sit at. So can we come here if we're having our own meetings for our, I don't know, say our book group or something like that?
Absolutely. We'd very much like to hear from you. And whilst the greenhouse is generally just open during the day, it's also possible to book the space in evenings as well. And the idea is, as you said, Amanda, you know, we've got a comfortable area, we've got the tables and chairs and things. It can be used for lots of different things. And, you know, we will be doing that as well. It might be that we're having a talk or an event or a workshop here. Another time, for instance, on the last Sunday of the month, we're hoping to have eco board games here. So that's the tables and chairs will be very useful. So people, you know, sort of playing their games and doing puzzles and so forth. But yes, please, it is a community eco hub, and we want to hear from the community, you know, how they'd like to use it too.
Okay. So if we wanted to find out a little bit more, perhaps if we wanted to find out about using the space ourselves, what's the best way to do that?
I would say go to our website and email us. The email address is info@thegreenhouseitopens.org. So, yes, and one of the volunteers, one of the team, will get back to you very quickly.
Well, Tricia, congratulations on getting your dream eco hub up and running. I can say it just looks like a really buzzing place, and I'm sure it's going to be very successful. Thank you so much for showing me around today.
Thank you, Amanda. Thanks for coming. Yes, we are very excited. Yeah, and hopefully we'll talk again soon and let you know what else is coming up.
Looking forward to it, Tricia.
Thank you.
And I'll keep you updated with developments at the Greenhouse here on Environment Matters. And I'll put a link to their website into the notes that go with the podcast of this show and that you'll find on the podcast page of mix926.com. Now, I'm delighted to say that some of you have been in touch to say that after listening to last week's show, you've now got your own bee hotel, which you've registered as part of the big bee hotel experiment being run by Professor Dave Goulson and the scientists down at the University of Sussex. Now, there's still time to buy or make your own bee hotel if you act quickly. A member of the local wildlife group, the Wilderhood Watch, spotted a red mason bee out and about last week, and they are one of the solitary bees that love to nest in bee hotels. So they're out there and looking for homes. Now, I'd love to hear about your bee hotel. Mine's still empty, sadly. Or it would be great to hear about your local eco hub too. Via email, I'm on amanda.yourworth@mix926.com, or look for Environment Matters on Mix92.6 on Twitter and on Facebook. I'll be with you at the same time next week, but until then, thank you for listening.